Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the earnings conference call of Everest Canto Cylinder Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mitesh Jain from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Everest Canto Cylinder's Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. Puneet Khurana, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Kapoor, Chief Financial Officer of the company. We will initiate the call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the forum open for a question-and-answer session. Before we begin, I would like to state that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation shared with you all earlier. I would now request Mr. Puneet Khurana to make his opening remarks.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining our earnings conference call. I will begin by starting an overview of our performance for the quarter, followed by a Q&A session. We are pleased to share FY27 has begun on a strong note for EKC. In Q1, consolidated revenue stood at 386.9 crores, up 12.9% year-on-year. This was driven by healthy demand across both our domestic and international businesses. Consolidated EBITDA came in at 61.3 crores, up 47.8% year-on-year, with margin at 15.8%, while PAT for the quarter stood at rupees 51.6 crores, up 84.9% year-on-year. This includes an exceptional gain of 12.6 crores, representing an employee retention credit received by CPI Industries, our U.S. subsidiary. Our standalone basis revenue were rupees 237 crores, up 20.9% over the same period last year, with margins improving to 17.2% from 9.4% in Q1 FY25, and PAT at 26.1 crores, up 122.8% year-on-year. Our Indian operation delivered strong growth with revenue at 237 crores, up 21.1% year-on-year, and EBIT at rupees 34 crores, up 143% year-on-year. The U.S. business also performed remarkably well, with revenues of rupees 109 crores, up 21% year-on-year, and EBIT at rupees 27 crores, up 83% year-on-year. Given that the U.S. market in order-driven performance may vary from quarter to quarter, however, we expect the region to perform exceptionally well for this year. Together, these results highlight the strength and the balance to our geographical portfolio. On the policy and sectoral front, the government continues emphasis on CNG adoption, clean energy, and high-tech manufacturing, in creating a favorable environment for high-pressure gas-oil solutions. Emerging applications in areas such as compressed biogas, semiconductor, and green hydrogen are gaining momentum, and our high-pressure gas cylinders are already enabling safe and reliable storage in these segments. Our capacity expansion front, our both facilities in Mundra in India and in Egypt are progressing as per plan. These state-of-the-art plants will be instrumental in enhancing our capability to cater to growing needs for domestic and global market customers. We expect both facilities to come on stream during the current financial, enabling us to step up in supply capability from year 27 onwards. In closing, the first quarter has been a strong start of the year with healthy demand visibility, upcoming capacity addition, a widening set of applications of our products, and a strong balance sheet position. We are well positioned to capture the next phase of growth and continue delivering value to our stakeholders. With that, I conclude my opening remark, and I request the moderator to open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on their touch-tone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, to register for a question, please press star and then one. Our first question comes from the line of Sukrit D. Patil from Eyesight Fintrade Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening to the Everest Canto team. I have two questions. One is for Mr. Khurana and one is for Mr. Kapoor. So my first question to Mr. Khurana is, with the demand rising in CNG and hydrocarbon cylinders and global expansion underway, how are you planning the next big step for Everest Canto? Are you building a roadmap to move beyond just cylinder supply towards smart gas storage, AI-led safety features, or partnerships that can help Everest Canto play a bigger role in the clean energy infrastructure ecosystem? Yes, thank you.
Give perspective, definitely, on CNG and hydrogen, we are building new products. We continue to, invest in product development and other activities. On AI, this is primarily new subject for us, so we are definitely exploring AI in as the aspect of improving our processes and more efficiency at plant level. And what is the other question you asked? Sorry, I missed anything else.
So my other question was, is there a roadmap which you are planning just beyond
we continue to be strong in the cylinder business and product development in cylinder, and in our business we are catering across wide spectrum of industry, so it's sometimes challenging to go beyond just the focus on the cylinder business. So the cylinder business itself has a lot of bandwidth it takes of ours. So to go beyond that is sometimes we find it challenging. So we continue to have a roadmap focusing on new products in the cylinder business only at the present. We're not going anything outside the product line of the company and the core business of the company at the moment.
Understood. Thank you. My second question to Mr. Kapoor is, as you invest across plants, new plant and new tech and new formats like hydrogen and composites, I would like to understand, how do you decide where to spend first? Is there any system of capital allocation that you follow, which ensures short-term growth returns with long-term leadership in clean energy? I would like to understand your point of view on that, Mr. Kapoor.
So, Mr. Patil, obviously, we always look for value. So, if you are investing something, we will always look at the returns and the payback. And based on that, our decisions are taken.
Okay. That's fair enough. So, thank you for the guidance, and I wish you the best of luck for the next Q2.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to everyone, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Reet Jain from First Water. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on the good set of numbers. My first question is regarding the contingent liability. So I saw in the annual report that the GST liability stands at 352 crores, which is roughly 30% of our net worth. So just wanted an update on this and how confident we are that we will win this GST dispute.
So I'll answer this. As I've already indicated earlier in my earlier discussions also, that we have gone for an High Court appeal, for which the hearing has not yet come, and we also made representation to the government. So I believe that very recently government has announced that they'll be having classification matters which will get resolved. So ours is also a classification matter, which we believe we have put it strongly and we should get a favorable reply.
Okay, so when is the next hearing date? Any?
Yes, hearing date is not yet available. But the GST Council meetings and other things are already, you know, announced, and you know, by Diwali there may be a lot many changes which may come about. And in that, even the issue on classification is going to be addressed.
Okay. So any, so recently there was GST rate change in lot of products. So are we still at 28% or 18%?
We are at 18%.
Okay, got it. And regarding USA, what is the current order book?
So order book is around 70 million USD.
70 million USD.
Yes.
And are we expecting any more developments in the order book for USA?
So, I mean, we've got a more than a year, it's a 1.5 or 2 years of, you know, product which is already planned. So yes, I mean, it keeps coming. It's like we execute and we keep getting new orders.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And regarding the new CAPEX, which is Mundra and Egypt, what is the commissioning timeline?
So for Egypt, we are having October to November as the you know, start of trial production, and maybe in the next after that, in the next 2-3 months, we'll have commercial production. So the impact would obviously be visible more in FY27.
Okay.
And same for Mundra. Mundra also is you know, being ready for the last quarter, and we expect that we can have commercial production just before the quarter closes, or rather the year closes.
Got it. And could you comment on the demand scenario in Egypt? How is the demand there?
So there is strong demand there because the government is pushing for people converting their vehicles into CNG-based vehicles. And we believe that that will be a good project for us to have.
So ramp-up would not be an issue in Egypt, is it correct?
Yeah, so obviously we'll first you know, start the production and cater to the requirements and then go for phase two.
No, no, I'm talking about the existing line which we are putting up. The capacity utilization will not be an issue in the first phase.
It won't be an issue.
Okay, got it. And I saw your press release that we are seeing new opportunities in biogas, semiconductors. So can you comment on how big the opportunity is?
Puri sir, can you comment on
cylinder? Yeah, sure. So you know, biogas, of course, you know, as you know, in India, a lot of activity is going on by government incentives to, you know, set up more and more biogas plants for waste management. So this is a you know, a sector that is quite growing quite aggressively from the last 2-3 years. So we continue to see good growth in that. And semiconductor is a completely new segment. You know, we have introduced some products in the semiconductor industry. So we are hoping to, you know, this also sector to grow quite well in the coming future.
So are we already in talks with a few customers for the semiconductor?
We are supplying products in the sector. We are already supplying products. Only thing is, you know, these are new sectors. So, you know, like everything new begins, you know, small, but, you know, we see a great potential future, you know, in this also. So the, you know, the thing is that, you know, there was a lot of discussion going on for years, but nothing was happening. Now we can see things are, you know, biogas plants are coming, semiconductor industry investments are coming in a large way. So definitely, you know, we feel that that this kind of thing is going to give us an advantage going forward.
Okay, got it. And my last question is regarding, are there any imports from China in India for the cylinder?
Yes, there are imports, but they are not so significant, you know, not such large imports are not there.
Okay, I'm asking this because our revenue in India for the whole year is close to 1,000 crores. So just wanted to understand the industry size. Is it a very small industry or I'm missing something?
I don't know. Sanjeev, how do you reply to this? Is it small industry?
No, I mean, the industry size, we have not been able to really map that because, I mean, very few data is available of our competitors. So, I mean, yes, it's an industry which is growing for sure. And the imports, like Puniji said, are not much to impact.
Okay. Got it, sir. And all the best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question now. Ladies and gentlemen, to register for a question, please press star and then one. Our next question comes from the line of Anil Jain from Equipassion Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations for a good set of numbers. Yeah, I just wanted to know what your take on India business. It has grown by 20% in the quarter and margins have at 17%. So how do you see the next quarter and the FY26 panning out in terms of India business? Hello? Yeah.
Sanjeev, you want to take that? Or?
Yeah. Oh, I'll take this. So, we believe that the obviously with lot many, you know, changes like the recent announcements and we see a lot of positivity. So, going forward, we expect that, you know, we'll do a good business here.
Do we think that this kind of growth and margin are sustainable for the rest of the year?
No, we'll continue to, you know, want to achieve such margins. But obviously, we'll want to be conservative too. So, we'll always go for a conservative margin.
Okay, but what do you see the sustainable margins look like? Was there any one-off in the quarter or?
No, it's not one-off. I mean, it's like we do make efforts to ensure that we are having good margins available. So, obviously, there goes into strategy and planning also. So still, I would rather say that margins between, 13-14 would be most ideal.
Okay, and what about growth?
Growth, though, 10-15% is what we are sure that it will happen.
Okay. Looking at the order book, you are expecting 10-15% growth, right? 14-15% growth.
Yeah.
Okay, and what about your U.S. business? It has shown like margins of quite good margins. So, do you see that sustaining?
Based on our discussions with them, yes, they do say that they will continue to have good margins. And the quarter which has come, except for the exceptional item, we believe that they would continue to have good margins.
Okay, and what about UAE business? It has not done well in the quarter. So where do you see the next few quarters?
UAE will still be moderate.
Okay.
So we are not saying much about UAE. So we'll they are facing certain headwinds around them, and yes, they are also working hard to achieve their goals.
Okay. What will be your total capex on Mundra and Egypt, this thing? And what will be the capacity addition?
Capacity addition is around 120,000 in Egypt.
Okay.
And in Mundra, it's around 200,000.
Okay. And what will be capex?
Capex in first phase of Mundra is around 120 crores.
Okay.
And in India, it's also around 125 crores.
Acha, both places are 120. 5 crores. Okay, around. So out of this, how much has been spent already?
Mundra, I would say around 70 crores, and in India is around 90 crores.
Okay. Egypt is 70 crore and
yes.
Mundra is 90.
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of revenue potential do we have from Egypt and margin potential there?
I mean, right now we are still setting up the plant. We believe that once it works and we are able to, you know, control our cost of production.
I am talking about potential, not the actual numbers. What? Because you must have, you must be setting up plant, looking at some numbers.
So there we believe it will get at least a reasonable margin of around similar to us.
Okay, and what kind of top line?
Top line, still, you know, we are determining that. Could come to you separately on that.
Okay. Okay. And what is your current order book like in India business? How do you see this second quarter, the current second quarter trend now?
It's like, it's continuous. I mean, we keep getting orders, we keep executing them. So we always have around 60 crores of order book available to us.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Deepan Shankara Narayanan from Trustline Holdings Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. I joined the call late, so please excuse me if this question is getting repeated. So in the presentation, we have mentioned that company has this product mix was the key driver for margins improvement in India business. So can you throw more light on this?
Yeah, Mr. Deepan. So obviously, the product mix always will determine. So at times we have to let go certain orders where the margins are lower. So we are trying to achieve this. And yeah, we are focusing more on high margin products.
So how was the mix between CNG and industrial kind of mix?
The CNG normally is in the range of 55% to 60%.
So that mix being normal only for us?
Yeah, so it will vary. I'm not having the exact, but obviously it's in the
okay. Okay. So how do we expect these India margins sustaining at these levels or going back to our old margin levels of 13-14% itself?
So I've already answered this by saying that we will like to say this on a conservative basis. So that's why I said 14%. But we strive to get higher margins.
Okay. So because the margins has increased sharply to 17%, right? So that's what is driving that is not understandable clearly. So if this the same case, it will get reflected in future. So what will drive that margins to 17%? Or if it going lesser, then what is that driving? That's the understanding we require.
No, we'll take it as it comes. I'm sure... We'll wait for the next quarter to happen.
Okay. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Thank you. A reminder to everyone, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and then one. Our next follow-up question comes from the line of Anil Jain from Equipassion Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, what is your total net debt as of 31st June?
Net debt is close to zero only. Because about various...
Gross debt?
Gross debt is 140.
Okay, and
on a consolidated basis.
After this thing capex, will we be net debt free only, or will be there some debt?
Yeah, we are solving this capex through internal accrual as well as the borrowing. So yes, we may continue to be net debt free.
Net debt free only. Okay.
Yeah, there'll be some borrowings, but obviously there'll be earnings also, so it'll match.
Okay. So we are taking term loan for that.
Yes.
What is the interest rate on that?
Interest rate is around 9%.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Apunit sir, can you just read? Yeah, Apunit sir? Okay, I'll read to the closing comments. Thank you once again for your interest and support. Should you need any further clarifications or would you like to know more about the company, please feel free to contact our investor relations team or CDR India. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Everest Canto Cylinder Limited, that concludes the conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.